Welcome back, ghosts, ghouls, and things that go bump in the night. I hope you guys are having a marvelous October so far. I know I, for one, am firmly into spooky season this year. And as such, I think it's only fitting to toss in this warning. You see, I just got a very unusual public service announcement, and I think it's only fair to warn you all. So, I need you to sit back, relax, and listen in for this special public service announcement.
We interrupt this program. Important instructions will follow.
For years, I was the guy to call if you had a squirrel in your attic. I mean, to a lot of people, I'm still that guy. But for the last 20 years, I've branched out to other, less common, infestations. Now I'm the guy that you call if there's a haunted doll rummaging through your attic or a Sasquatch trampling your flower beds. I love my job. The specializations I've acquired have allowed me to travel across the country, meet incredible people, and experience cryptids like few ever have before. It doesn't hurt that the pay is great, but the stories are even better. I have one short story for you now. It's more a public service announcement than anything else, really. I've dealt with every sort of infestation from Sasquatches. By the way, spray human urine around area of sightings and it will avoid the area. Demonic possessions. Usually need to bring a priest in. Sometimes it can be tricked into inhabiting a lesser creature, like a frog. And jackalopes. It's just a bunny with some antlers. Put it in a cage and give the poor thing a carrot. But recently, there's been one cryptid that has been growing more and more invasive into human settlements. The hidebehind. Most commonly found in the forest of the northern United States and Canada, the hidebehind is one cryptid that cannot easily be dealt with. In fact, I'm not sure it's even possible for one of these to be bagged and tagged like we normally would with other cryptids. To my knowledge, no hidebehind has ever been killed, maimed, dazed, or even simply removed from a residence. Once it's made a claim to the area, whether it be a local forest, a cave, or even, in one particularly bloody instance, a Bass Pro Shop, it will defend that area to the death. First documented by the Native Americans, then by lumberjacks in the Pacific Northwest of America, the hidebehind is one of the lesser-known cryptids on the continent, but without a doubt, it's one of the most dangerous. No one really knows what they look like. As the name suggests, as soon as they're seen, they quickly duck out of sight to hide behind anything in the vicinity. In the wild, this would be trees and rocks. In your home, this would be a corner, a kitchen cabinet, a television, or literally anything else, as they can manipulate their body to hide behind an object of any size. In the few accounts of the sightings we have on record, they have been described as everything from a large bear-lion hybrid to a frail and elderly woman with long arms and rashes on her skin. Because of this wide discrepancy in their descriptions, they're believed to be shapeshifters that can change their shape based on what they believe will best get their potential victim to come closer and investigate the sighting. I don't know why the hidebehinds are moving into suburbs. I'd guess destruction of their natural habitat, but it's becoming a real problem. That's why I'm going to share this story with you now, so you know what to do if one shows up in your home. I pulled up to Tim's house around 12 p.m. on a Tuesday. He had called in to tell us there was a demonic entity, quote-unquote, in his house, and we needed to remove it ASAP. They were always as soon as possible. Tim had nothing going on, but people are so much more demanding than they were 20 years ago. I took a quick look around the house, and it was pretty apparent there wasn't any sort of demon in his residence. Not only was there no reaction to the holy water and Ouija board I had brought with me, but Tim also didn't have any of the normal symptoms of a demonic haunting. Bad dreams, sleep paralysis, or the witnessing of any telekinetic events. After further questioning, he described what he had seen in more detail. First, I was sitting there on the couch watching television when I got the feeling I was being watched. I turned my attention to the screen door, and for just a second, I saw a bear looking through the screen, but it wasn't a bear, you see? A bear would just keep on staring at me or keep poking at the door, but this thing just ducked out of view as quick as could be. It was like it was trying to sneak up on me and I'd caught it in the act. It bothered me something awful, but I just grabbed my gun, set it on my lap, and kept watching the TV, and eventually that feeling, like I was being watched, just kind of melted off. It was all peaches and cream, until she showed up a few days later. The she Tim was referring to was a new human form that the hide behind was taking. I assume it was because of the lack of a reaction to the bear form it had previously shown itself as. Like I said earlier, the hide behind wants you to look for it, to come nearer, like the anglerfish. It dangles something in front of you in an attempt to bring you closer. It's a lazy hunter. I was out in the garage in my workshop, and that feeling came over me again. That being watched feeling. I turned around and I'm looking out the garage door and I don't see nothing. But then, out of nowhere, I see this lady's head and shoulder pop out from the corner of the garage. And the second she sees me eyeing her, she pops right back around the corner where she came from. Well, this time, I went looking round for her. I gave a wide berth around the corner, cause I lived in New York City for a year in the 70s, so I've seen crazy people. And she looked crazy and I didn't want her grabbing me. So I gave a wide berth around that corner, and there wasn't no one there. I walked all the way around the house, and I didn't see anyone. Not even footprints. Tell me that ain't demonic. It wasn't demonic. It was a hide behind, and I told the man as much. I told him living out here on the edge of town made him an easy target for it. I told him that there really wasn't any way to get rid of them or scare them off. I told him he could try to leave his house for a year at minimum, and maybe, with luck, it would leave on its own, but the best bet would be for him to burn the house down and never come back. He didn't like that answer. My family's lived in this house for 3 generations. I ain't leaving, and I sure as hell ain't burning nothing down. I'll tell you what I'm gonna do. I'll keep my shotgun on me, and when I get that feeling again, I'll shoot it. Works for bears, and that's the meanest thing round these parts. Don't see why it wouldn't work for this, what do you call it, the hide behind. You can't argue with anyone over the age of 65. People get set in their ways. Their beliefs calcify. So instead, I was honest with him. I told him 2 things. The first thing I told him was that eventually he'd get that feeling that he was being watched, and he'd get his gun, and he'd start looking around for the hide behind. Only, he wouldn't find it. That's what happens in all these cases, because at that point, it's found the best hiding spot it can possibly get. The only place you won't be able to lay eyes on it, even if you tried. Directly behind you. And at that point, it's too late for you. The second thing I told him is that I'd be back in 2 days, and more than likely, he'd be dead. And then I left. 2 days later, I pulled my fan up Tim's driveway to find the screen door open and blowing in the wind. I didn't even need to cross the threshold of his house to find him. He was everywhere. On the floor, the ceiling, the walls. The smell was unbelievable. I poured some gasoline on the front porch and lit it with a match. The house was an inferno within 30 seconds. I got in my van and started to pull out of the driveway, and I took one last look at the house, and then beyond it out to the tree line where I saw, just for a split second, a young boy before he quickly pulled back and disappeared behind a thin little tree. I was hundreds of miles away by lunchtime. I say all of this to tell you, if you ever think you might have a hide behind in your house, or even in the area, leave. Burn the place down if you can, so new people don't move in. These things are like bears. If they know they can get food someplace, they're just going to keep coming back. And if you get the feeling you're being watched and you can't figure out why, call your loved ones, because it's standing directly behind you.
This is not a test.
And that, listeners, has been a PSA about the new cryptid, a hide behind. I really hope none of you are feeling like you're being watched. Has anybody else heard stories about these hide behinds? I'd love to get more information. So, if you want, go ahead and send me your story. You can always find me on the socials at Haunted Horror Storian, or you can email me directly at hauntedhorrorstorian@gmail.com. I'm afraid that's all the spooky we have time for this week, my friends. But until next time, stay spooky, and remember, sometimes it's more than just a story.